Hello, I want to welcome you to our series on marriage. You know, we've already talked about marriage is God's idea. God is the one who came up with this wonderful institution that we call marriage. And then we talked about the role of the husband in the marriage. Now, ladies, what I'd like to do is spend a little time looking at what the Bible has to say about the role of the wife. You know, the wife is the fulfillment of her husband. In order to understand the kind of relationship God wants husband and wife to have, we have to go all the way back to the very beginning. In Genesis chapter 2, verse number 18, the Bible says, "And the Lord God said, It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate for him." You see, God made woman to complement the man. God intended for man and woman to live together in holy matrimony. That was his idea. And so, man was first made, and then the Bible says that God made the woman from the man to be with the man. So, ladies, God made you exactly like you need to be in order to complement your husband. You know, if you look at another version of that scripture, it says, God made a helper suitable for him. And then even in another version, it says, a helper who is right for him. That's the way you need to look at your marriage, that God made you just right for your husband. You know, men and women are different in many ways, but one way that we're the same is that God created the woman for the man. And so the wife literally is the fulfillment of her husband. You know, if we're going to understand the relationship God wants us to have, we've got to look at what the Bible says about the role of the husband and the role of the wife. We've already spent a great deal of time talking about the role of the husband, but what is the particular role God wants the wife to have in the marriage covenant? Well, first of all, we need to look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 22 and 25. Wives, submit yourself to your husbands as to the Lord. And then in verse 25, the scripture says, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Now, sometimes people take issue with this thing of the wife submitting herself to her husband, but that's exactly what the Bible says that the role of the wife is. But you know what I found? That if the husband will fulfill his role, look again at verse 25, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, then it's easy for a wife to submit herself to a husband like that. How did Christ love the church? Well, he acquiesced his will for the will of the church. He was always giving himself for the church. And you show me a husband that loves his wife like Christ loved the church and is always acquiescing his will for her will. You show me a husband who's always giving himself for his wife, and I'll show you a wife that delights in submitting herself to a husband like that. You know, I've been married to my wife now over 30 years, and we made a pact when we first got married that in our marriage relationship, she would make all the little decisions and I wouldn't question her. And then when it came to the big decisions, I would make them. The only problem is, in over 30 years, there's never been one big decision. Well, that's just a little joke. But the truth is that God wants the relationship between husband and wife to be like complementary components. In other words, sort of like nitrogen and glycerin. The two components on their own, of course, have value, but when you put them together, they have an explosive value. They can accomplish much more. And that's the way husband and wife is. God created the man and the woman so that together they would be much better than they would ever be alone. Together they could accomplish much more than they ever could alone. And the thing we need to understand is that husband and wife are equal partners in the marriage. It's not that the husband's better than the wife or over the wife. That's not what the Bible teaches. They're equal partners, but they each have their role. The role of the husband is to love himself, to love his wife, and to give himself for the wife, to even acquiesce his will for her will. And the role of the wife is to submit herself to her husband as unto the Lord. When a wife submits herself to her husband, it's not that she's doing it necessarily for the husband, she's doing it as unto the Lord. And so she's fulfilling her biblical, godly role in the marriage relationship. And this makes for a wonderful, harmonious relationship when the husband and the wife both fulfill their biblical role. And another thing the Bible teaches is that both husband and wife are to meet each other's needs. The wife's responsible for meeting her husband's needs, and the husband is responsible for meeting his wife's needs. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 3, the Bible says, "A man should fulfill his duty as a husband, and a woman should fulfill her duty as a wife, and each should satisfy each other's needs." I'm talking about your emotional needs. I'm talking about your physical needs. All of our needs are to be met by husband and wife. That's the purpose of marriage. When we talked about marriage being God's idea, we talked about the motive for marriage. You shouldn't get married because you want to have your needs met. We get married because we want to meet the needs of our husband, or we want to meet the needs of our wife. We see that as our ministry. And so, here the Bible says that we're to meet each other's needs. Now, when we're talking about the role of the wife, we want to focus in on the needs of the husband. Because just like we said to the husbands that it's their responsibility to, as a minister to their wife, meet the needs of their wife, now we want to say to the wives, it's your responsibility as a minister to your husband to meet the needs of your husband. So, what are the needs of the husband that the wife should strive to meet? I want to take this from Dr. Willard Harley's book entitled His Needs, Her Needs. And we're going to just identify a few of the needs that a husband has that the wife can work to meet and fulfill her role as the wife in the relationship. First of all, a husband needs your affection. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 4 and 5, the Bible says, "The wife has no longer all rights over her own body, but shares them with her husband. In the same way, the husband's body doesn't belong to him alone, but also to the wife. Do not cheat each other of normal sexual intercourse, unless you both decide to abstain temporarily and to make special time for prayer. But afterwards, you should resume relations as before, or you will expose yourself to the obvious temptations of Satan." So here the Bible's crystal clear that we're to meet each other's sexual needs. And so the role of the wife is to meet her husband's need of affection. And you know, this is very important because here the Bible gives us a warning that if we're not open in this respect, if we don't work to meet those needs, if we don't understand that when you get married, you relinquish ownership over your own body, and now you share that as co-heirs with your spouse. So they have equal rights to your body. And we need to recognize that. And the Bible gives us a warning that if we do not do that, then we open ourselves up to the temptations of the devil. And to be honest with you, this is where infidelity oftentimes takes up root in a relationship. The greatest thing that a husband can do to try to keep infidelity out of the relationship is to work to meet the needs of his wife sexually. And the greatest thing the wife can do to keep infidelity out of the relationship is to see herself as a minister and to work to meet the needs of her husband sexually. Now, if we'll do this, then we can keep the tempter away from our marriage. So the first thing that the wife needs to do is to work to meet her husband's need for affection. And then the husband also has need for your recreational companionship. You know, oftentimes husbands and wife don't see eye to eye on what's fun or recreational activities. I know I've always enjoyed sports, but my wife, Karen, she really doesn't enjoy sports. I love to sit down to a good ball game or go to a sporting event. I've always been involved in participating in sporting events, but my wife Karen never did as a child, and so she doesn't really enjoy it as much as I do. But we work together. I work to try to involve myself in things that she enjoys, and my wife Karen has been wonderful through the years and learning about the sport of football and baseball. And even though it's not her favorite thing to do, every now and then she'll hop in the car and go with me to one of these sporting events, and we enjoy it together. You know, there's a basic fundamental principle that you need to understand. People are drawn to the things that cause them pleasure. And they're drawn to people that they enjoy, people who cause them pleasure. That's why it's very important that we work to enjoy recreational companionship together. And so the role of the wife is to meet her husband's need for recreational companionship. Sometimes husbands will enjoy being with his friends more than being with his wife. And that's why the wife needs to learn to enjoy the things that her husband enjoys so that he can have this need met inside the marriage and not outside the marriage. I mean, I recommend that you learn to play golf or learn to go hunting or try to find the the joy of some sort of sports activity so that you can share these times with your husband. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 9 says, "Live happily with the woman you love through the fleeting days of life. For the wife God gives you is your best reward down here for all your earthly toil." So, the wife needs to be that reward to her husband. So the husband enjoys spending time with his wife. You know, the Bible also says that we're to enjoy life with your wife. So it's got to be enjoyable. And that's why the wife needs to work to meet her husband's need for recreational companionship. This is something that every man has. You know, Colossians chapter 3, verse number 18, here's what the Bible says. Now listen to this, ladies. "Wives, adapt yourselves to your husbands." That is your Christian duty. Adapt yourself to your husband. This is something you can do to help meet this need of recreational companionship. Men have this need in their lives to every now and then blow off some steam. Some guys do it fishing, some do it hunting, some do it through playing ball or whatever. And that's one way you can minister to your husband. And it's a way you can ensure that you'll get to spend more time with him and have more time together. Now, what's the another need that a husband has that the wife can work to help meet that need? Well, your husband needs an attractive spouse. It's a need that men have. And so what you want to do is work to be as attractive as you can for your husband. You know, we have no problem with this during the courting stages. I mean, the husband and the wife, before they get married, spend a lot of time getting ready for dates, and you want to present yourself as attractive as you possibly can, and you sort of watch what you say and what you do because you want to be attractive to the other person. Why do we stop doing that after we're married? The husband and wife should both continue to work to be as attractive to their spouse as they possibly can. And so, a husband has a need for an attractive spouse. He was drawn to you because he found you attractive, and you want to work to keep that alive in his life. You see, your husband is not God. He's just a man. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7 says, "Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart." Well, this is just a little insight into who man is and what kind of creature he is. The outward appearance is important. So, when you understand that man looks at the outward appearance, I can just hear a wife now. Well, shouldn't he be more concerned with my heart than he is with how I look? Well, possibly, but he's not God. He's just a man. And here the Bible says that man looks at the outward appearance, and God looks at the heart. So what we want to do as a spouse is all of us try to keep ourselves as attractive as we can, and that way we can meet this need. And ladies, you need to understand that men are visually oriented. That's what rings true in their heart. You know, we won't take time to read it now in this study, but ladies, why don't you read the book of the Songs of Solomon, especially chapters 4 and 6 and 7, and you'll get a little insight into what men find attractive, because Solomon is crystal clear in his writings about what that looks like. Men are visually oriented. Men are visually stimulated. And so, one of the things that you can do as a minister to your husband is to work to keep yourself as attractive as you possibly can. And I think that that'll go a long way in meeting his needs. And then here's another need that the husband has. Your husband needs domestic support. It's just something about men. They're not very good at that, and it's a need that they have. So, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 1 says, "Better a day crushed with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife." So, anything you can do to help keep order in the home will be a blessing to your husband. I'm not saying that the wife should do all the work and the husband do nothing. That's certainly not what the Bible's saying here. But someone needs to be in charge of ensuring that there's order in the home. And that's a wonderful opportunity for the wife to step up and say, "I'm going to make this home a sanctuary for my husband. So when he comes home from work, that I can have this place in order, and it'll be a blessing to him." You know, being a good wife is not easy. Titus chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, talking about women, says, "Women are to love their husbands and children. They're to be self-controlled and pure. They're to be good housewives who submit to their husbands so that no one will speak evil of the message that comes from God." It's not an easy thing, but God will help the wives to fulfill their role. You know, the Bible gives us an example of a wonderful woman in Proverbs chapter 31. We won't take time to read it now, but I encourage you to read Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31, and this is the explanation of the virtuous woman. And the Bible gives us this particular description of what a virtuous woman is, so that women will have a standard that they can work to achieve. And so as you read these things, you'll find that one of the things, of course, is to be a good housewife. Not that the husband can't pitch in and help, he should, but see that as your ministry, to bring order to the home so it'll be a blessing to your husband. You know, the wife is the one that controls the atmosphere of the home. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 1 says, "Homes are made by the wisdom of women." So God gives women special giftings, and that's why the home is so important to the woman. She has a vision and the way that she thinks the home ought to be and the way the home ought to look. I learned a long time ago to release my wife to be in charge of the home, because she has a God-given talent for it, and she certainly has a vision and a passion for it. And I found that when I will release her to do it her way, that the home is in order, and it really becomes a sanctuary for me. So when I come in from the heat of the day, the home is a place of blessing. And then there's one more need that we want to talk about as we're talking about the role of the wife. Your husband needs your admiration. You know, it's one of the most important things for a man. A man needs to feel respected. During the courting days, we show respect to one another. But sometimes, after we've been married for a little while, that old principle of familiarity breeds contempt sets in, and we stop showing the kind of respect that we used to. That's a mistake. Because one thing, ladies, you need to understand about men is they have a real deep-rooted need to be respected by their wife. You say, well, he needs to earn my respect. Well, in some sense, he does. But if you want your marriage to be successful and you want to be happy in your married life, then you need to work to show him respect as the husband and as the head of the home or the head of the family. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33, the Bible says, "Let the wife see that she respects and reverences her husband." Here, ladies, the Bible makes that your responsibility. Listen to it again. "Let the wife see that she respects and reverences her husband, that she notices him, that she regards him and honors him and prefers him and esteems him, and that she defers to him and loves and admires him exceedingly." I read that from the Amplified Version because it says it so plainly. And as a man and as a husband, I can tell you that we have a very deep need to feel respected by our wives. So, what is the role of the wife? God created you, ladies, to be a blessing to your husband, to compliment your husband. He made you just right for him. And so, if we want to be the kind of wife that God wants us to be and to have the kind of marriage that God wants us to have, which is a happy and fulfilled marriage, then the wife needs to see herself as a minister to her husband and work to meet his five deepest needs. Work to give your husband the kind of affection that he needs. To understand your husband needs your recreational companionship. To understand your husband needs an attractive spouse. To understand your husband needs domestic support. And then finally, to understand that your husband needs your respect and your admiration. As you understand the role of the wife and work to fulfill that particular role, and as the husband understands his role and works to fulfill that particular role, then you can expect to have the wonderful, happy, fulfilled marriage that God intends for you to have. You know, before we end the session, ladies, would you allow me to pray with you? Now let's pray together that God will help you be the kind of wife that not only will be a blessing to your husband, but will be a testimony to others as they look at your family. Heavenly Father, we love you today, and we thank you for the wife. We thank you for this wonderful thing that you created. And Lord, we just pray now that you will help the wife to fulfill her godly, biblical role so that she can do her part in ensuring that this marriage is the happy, healthy, fulfilled marriage that you intend for it to be. And we thank you and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.